Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem.
That's a problem for a cereal. A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hello again. Q-tip gate raging. Or not. Maybe it's not raging.
I'm raging about it. I'm going to be very curious about what sort of variety of explanations we hear about this over the coming days, weeks, and months.
If there is one.
Yeah, I don't know. One suggestion, ear, nose, throat doctor in the complex? Like, I don't know. I know there's a dentist right down below us. So I don't know.
Are Q-tips dentist adjacent?
I don't feel
there's
like that.
Real estate.
I think ear, nose, throat, yes. Dentist, no. I don't know.
I don't even think people park back there unless they work here, mostly. Anyway.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. There are the dentist's office, I think, has the newly reserved like 6 or 8 parking spots that, you know, generally people that are going there would use those, I think.
Nobody would get directions here to the back. I had to teach my car to come to the back, like to know this is actually, I have arrived. Okay, Veronica, I'm telling you now, that's the name of my car. I have arrived, so you don't have to tell me that I, by the way, on that, this car has got a mind of its own when it comes to directions. Because when I, say tonight, put in directions for home, right? It tries to take me all through the complex, not just out. I don't do it. It has me driving around and through all the buildings and then coming out.
Just for everyone who doesn't know you like I know you, explain to us all again why a place that you drive to every day for the last 25 years, you put directions in.
Because of the potential of an accident, and I have it, so I use it. Like if there's an accident on Maple or on the Grand Island Bridge,
sure,
going home, then I might, if it's bad, I might have to go around. Right. So that's why. Every time.
Can't you just check that before you leave here and then go and not worry about it?
That's not easier.
Okay.
What's easier is to push the button that says home and or work.
Right.
And that's all I have to do. That's easier.
See, I'm too prideful. I don't want my car to get or my phone to give me directions And this got me, I told you this story off the air from Friday. I got out of here on Friday, was going to meet some friends on Main Street in Williamsville at a place that I thought I knew where it was. And so I parked where I thought was close.
Yeah.
Because I thought, like, well, it's Friday night and Main Street in Williamsville. Like, I don't know, parking. Here's a spot, and this is only a block or two. I'll just leg it from here. And I missed by, like, half a mile. And so I'm walking and walking, and I'm passing places. And I'm like, oh, it's not where I thought it was at all. Because I wouldn't put it in my phone. Because I just thought, I know where this place is. I'm just going to go. Oh, yeah, it's right up there. I'm going to park. Stupid. So I could have used... I could have used the technology.
Yeah, it's
there.
Easy.
It would have saved me.
Click.
You know, some inconvenience.
CJ is next. Hello.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, man.
You guys really got me going back and forth on who I would want the Bills to pick.
Good.
I know earlier you mentioned about the D tackle and pairing somebody to help Ed Oliver. Excuse me. Be a better version of himself. Get some size in there. But mm-hmm. I thought about that for the whole offense. For our offense, we don't know what's going on with our running back situation, but let's assume that goes left. Let's assume the worst. We have nobody else that you really need to plan for other than Josh Allen on offense. And I think to help everybody else, speed would be phenomenal there, especially with all the rule changes with special teams and you almost being at, the 35-yard line mm-hmm. and almost being at midfield to be that much closer to not only a field goal, but you have an offensive line and a quarterback that buys so much time. A speedster will open it up for a tight end, a screen that you run to secure. It eliminates the Chiefs from blitzing so much and keeping that safety high. And I'll also go back to defense and say D-line would help each other, help the corners. A really fast corner. We don't have speed on this team at all.
Right.
A really fast corner, a good corner will really help the D-line out. I think it all works together, not just that individual player. And it has me going back and forth like, what do I think more? And I just think about the rule changes. And I think the rules are a big part of even us grabbing a kick returner. What's the guy that we got from the Jaguars that was drafted?
Laviska Shenault.
Yes, and I think they also look at rule changes. Even Brandon Bean said it, you know, with the rule changes, that was a good guy to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they think about that as well. So now I'm thinking about it. Like, speed will really help with all the defensive things that you can do, whether even with the pass that happened to us with Worthy catching it, and it went to the offense. If defense and offense catch that ball, the ball goes to the offense, period. Or is defenseless receiver or Josh Allen got hit late. These offensive plays, they want to see plays.
Right. Oh, that's right.
So yep. That's me. I'll let you guys talk.
All right, CJ. Thank you. Yeah, I said it. I think you're calling in after I said I've been kind of all over the place over the course of the last, you know, 3 or 4 months. I need this. I need that. Speed all over the field. The Bills are really lacking. I think if you boil it down, corner, receiver, D tackle, D end, safety, what do you really want? What traits are you looking for? Speed would be, I think, at the top of my list. The Bills have been, I've been banging this drum for 5 years. They lost to the Chiefs in 2020. I'm like, I need some speed. On offense is mostly what I was thinking, but fine. I mean, I could use it on defense too. The Bills are not a particularly fast team. And I don't know, like, they've had a ton of success doing it the way they've been doing it. So it's hard to, you know, go too hard at them and poke too many holes, but they could use an infusion of speed. I don't know, maybe they just don't value it as much as some other teams do.
Well, maybe. I mean, that might be fair. How did they play last year? I mean, it's both how you want to build your team, how you're able to build your team, and then also how you play the game out with the players you have. And they went bigger. They wanted to play power. They brought in a sixth lineman all the time.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, is subject to change. Max one offer per account. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like that was, their downfield passing stats were gross. Guy won the MVP anyway. But what was he, 28th in like yards per target, depth, like all the bigger passing numbers, the Bills ranked, I don't want to say all, but many, they ranked really low. It just was not ultimately, I guess, needed really, but it was just not a well-run part of their offense. Instead, I mean, you had Cook's season, what that was, and of course Allen running too. It was more of a power team. Now, do you want to change that? You don't really have to change that by drafting one speedy receiver.
No, you just add a dimension, right? Add an element that you're lacking. I just, a lot as the caller's talking circles me back. Like I agree with the caller's premise, basically. Like Cook, you know, you're concerned about him being here, right? I think when you said if it goes left, like that you got a problem. Like who else are teams fearing? I don't want to be a team that my next most important guy after my MVP quarterback is my running back. Because I feel like a defense is going, okay, yeah, fine, you're going to hand it to somebody. You're going to hand it to this guy? Is he more dangerous than the next guy? Okay, maybe. But all things being equal, I think you're doing me a favor. Right? Why do teams, including the Bills, allow, and I know this is evolving and it swung last year, not just the Bills, a lot of teams in the league. There was more running. At least that's the way the year started. I'm not sure if that's exactly how it ended. But, you know, a lot of this running backs don't matter. Investing in the running game, investing in running backs got turned on its head in the last 16 or 18 months. But I still think I'm better off if I put my team together so you're worried about taking away Josh Allen's best guy down the field somewhere or just on the field, a passing target, someone that you have to worry about. Because if my next best thing is giving the ball to my running back, man, I feel like I don't want to quite say I'm playing with one arm tied behind my back, but I don't think I'm putting my best foot forward. I think I'm doing you a favor. Because I've got this guy, and like, I know I need to do both things, and he did win the MVP. I don't know, man. I'm starting to feel like I think you felt last year, which was, we're run heavy. What are we doing? I think some speed is called for, and something explosive in this passing game is needed. Despite their success, I just think for sustainability, long-term success, I'm just not buying that it's James Cook.
Bottom line,
I'm really struggling with that, and I do think it's fair to say that, like, on offense, the next guy you get to after Allen is. I mean, he scored 16 touchdowns on the ground last year, two more receiving. I get that that's where you would look, and they've been successful doing it. I don't know. I'm a little worried that it's not going to last.
That is how I felt last year, somewhat.
And I felt like I was always kind of trying to talk you out of it. Ah, don't worry about it. They'll find their way. I don't know. They really didn't. Their passing game was not great last year.
No, but they went very far.
Yes, that's right.
So there's only so much you can say. And as we talked about last hour, this year they might even be better set up to win the division again because the competition just looks pretty weak. Last year, as you pointed out, they were like a tri-favorite. The Jets by a little bit over the Bills, by a little bit over the Dolphins going into the season, and ended up, they won in a walk. They could do that again. My, not worry about last year, but was that it would just be, I'd be bored. Like, if they're not in a division race, this is our lives now. This is like, I guess it could qualify as a complaint in some way. They might win by so much that it's just all about the playoffs, and all that's left for this team to do anyway is win then. So here we go again. And they're minus 145 to win at least 12 games. I mean, here we go again. And last year did not get boring at all in terms of the race because of Kansas City.
They always seem vulnerable, yeah.
Well, they were always just right out of reach. So all they had to do that whole time was lose one game, and the Bills would have been live for the one seed. They never did until it was over. And they went to Denver, and Bo Nix went 30 for 30, and they just laid down. So that it stayed interesting because of that. And Kansas City, like you said, always looked beatable. They just didn't lose. So there it is. If you have last season again, it would be almost miraculous if you didn't get the one seed as that team. Like I've said many times, what could the Bills have asked for last year? I mean, they just had an easy ride. They had no competition in the division at all. They lost a freaky game to the Rams late. Otherwise, they would have won from like week six on to the end, or to New England anyway, when Allen didn't play. And it still wasn't good enough to get home field for that game. Like, that's almost incredible. It is incredible. And you would just want to test that again if you could. Kansas City going to go win 15 games again like that? Like anything. I mean, that's just not likely, yeah. But it does happen. So it won't be boring necessarily. Winning isn't boring per se, but they could kind of run away with it again. And then all we're doing is talking about the playoffs. And this draft pick, you draft a guy obviously for the long term. But I referenced Von Miller earlier. And Amari Cooper, like guys you're getting for just like that one moment in the postseason when you really need it. And that could be Luther Burden. You know, what did the Chiefs do with Worthy? It took a while, but they got, I mean, he had a monster Super Bowl. They got to a point where he was important, and that's what you'd want. I mean, you'd want the long term also, but you'd want to have that guy be a difference maker for you in the big game.
Yeah, I mean, you can ding him and them for it coming in a blowout, like big deal, you scored late, congratulations. But he had a big game against the Bills too in the AFC Championship game, and that game was close the whole time.
Yep.
And that, to me, that's even more impressive for like him and that pick that he performed like that because, you know, garbage time in the Super Bowl, you know, great, thanks for coming.
Okay.
But still, it you know, They got what they got there. They got there with him. They got what they needed when they needed it.
Speaking of the draft, Chris Trapasso joined us today, as he does each Wednesday, to preview it. We'll have that conversation next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.